You're running for Rideau Lakes Council, the Ward 3 seat that's vacant. First of all, tell me why that is. Why do you think you'd make a good councillor?
Well, I just recently retired from the township. I worked for the township for just shy of 19 years. I was a supervisor for properties and parks, and I've been interested in running for council for probably about the last 5 years. I think I can bring some knowledge into the council table that they've never had before. I know the inner and the outer workings of the township quite well. I think I have a strong personality. And I think I can just bring a section to the council that they've never had before.
Okay, so then you're obviously familiar with the current council and sort of the ins and outs, and you understand the dynamic that's going on.
I do, yes.
Okay, and why did you said you've been debating this for about 5 years or so. Why did you think today and now is the right time for you to put your hat in the ring?
Well, because I couldn't before because I was employed by the township, so that was a conflict of interest, so I wasn't able to run. But seeing the fact that I just recently retired and this position came available, I was going to run in the next election. But this opportunity arrived right now, so I figured I'd just jump in with both feet.
It's widely known that there's been some issues with the existing council and there's some tensions. How would you manage, if you were elected, how would you manage dealing with those personalities and just the divide that seems to be among council?
Well, there needs to be more discussion on some issues rather than just one or two persons' point of view and them trying to push their point of view on everyone. You know, it's kind of like being a jockey on a horse, you know, in a race. You're in a race and there's times you need to give the horse a little whip to get out front. And then sometimes when you're out front, you need to know when to pull back on the reins and kind of deal with what's going on. A good counsel needs to have a lot of ethics, listening skills, and they have to be accountable for the decision-making. Some, I don't think they're very accountable for the decisions that are being made. They seem to be made on one or two counselors, and they seem to really push their agenda. I just think it seems to be very one-sided in our council. There doesn't seem to be a lot of discussion going on. Every issue can be looked at from two sides, and it just seems we always looked at one side. Being an employee there and working at that office, I don't think that building the office back in Chantry was a good idea. I think that it should have been more local centralized. If you want to look at the exact center of the township, it's right in behind where Kin Park would be. I would like the idea of Elgin. We were offered 5 acres in Elgin for free to build the township office there. And I think that would have been more suitable for the public, for staffs, and I just don't think it's a really good idea of renovating Chantry. I know what the building is like, and it's getting older. It's getting quite tired. To me, you're just kind of putting lipstick onto a pig, and it doesn't seem to serve the whole population of Rideau Lakes as it does just a certain few.
And I wanted to backtrack a little bit because you do offer a unique perspective being a staffer in Rideau Lakes for so long and obviously last few years, of course. What's it like working for a council where the direction is divided?
It was frustrating. It was frustrating, I think, on all staff. It was a bit frustrating. I think the most frustrating part is that staff are kind of muted as to what their opinions are. I think that staff should have more input in some situations, like building at Rideau Lakes Township. From my understanding, they put out a questionnaire to staff. Probably about 95% of the staff would want to relocate. There was a few staff members that didn't want to because of family issues, travel, children, which is totally understandable. And I just think that it's just frustrating because they don't seem to want to make decisions on the best of. They seem to make decisions on a certain few rather than the mass majority, which would benefit more people than just a certain few groups.
And is there anything else you feel like we should mention before I let you go, Rob?
Well, the biggest thing that I don't have the answer to this, we need to create something more for our teenage teenage group in Reed Lakes Township. We have fantastic programs for young kids. We have fantastic programs for seniors, but we need to find something. And again, like, I don't have the answer right now, but we need to find something to help the teenage kids around, you know, and that's the one thing I've been trying to figure out. I'm not sure exactly what the best route in that one would be, but you know, I think that's one of my biggest things right now.